really is pathetic, terrible look for the Republican Party. Yeah, with this whole Speaker of the House thing. And you don't even really have to think about it to notice it. Yeah. It seems like a true, pardon my French, but clusterfuck of a situation. Really, the whole entire thing, and it shows, an overall, trend that's been happening within the party, in my opinion. Some stuff to break down and tell you why, but we can't get along and agree on anything anymore, and that's why we lose. That's why we continue to lose. It's been a couple of cycles, though, where no matter what, we might have, won a bunch of stuff, but we didn't win the overall war in the midterms. We lost 2020, we lost the midterms, we lost the midterms before that. It's been, even though we've had victories, there's been a lot of big losses. And if you notice with the Democrats, they don't give a damn. Minus one or two here and there, depending on what the issue is. Otherwise, they go down party lines to do what they have to do to pass, what the party wants. And again, people make concessions to get people across the line. But for the most part, they all agree. And here we are again, we can't even agree on this. And nothing's been accomplished for the country, for over a week now, because they're still sitting around with their thumbs up, stuck up their ass. Really, it's not a good look. And we've already had, enough issues, and now the Democrats can look at what happens if they get power, look what they did with it. And they're probably already running with it, and I just don't notice because campaign ads and all this stuff just hurt my damn head. But this helps them because of the situation. What happened with power all the years, we like to include up to now, or if we get back control, we're going to do X, Y, Z plus this, that, and the other thing, and we do nothing. We accomplish something here and there, but we get nothing. And am I surprised? No, I didn't like, McCarthy being in that position in the first place, because I think he showed his true colors. And he's a turncoat. He does what he has to do to get power, get whatever they want, and to stay in control. But this goes, beyond him, because we got to the point, Matt Gaetz and others got to the point of getting support to oust McCarthy as speaker. And then after the fact, they seemingly didn't know what to do. They didn't have anything lined up except for days worth of arguments. I didn't think it was the right choice when they elected him. Again, that wasn't necessarily, my ideal choice. I thought there's many better, choices out there. And I'm sure he, said what he had to say, to get the votes from people and said, I'll do this and make concessions to them and do all that. But really, what has he accomplished? And that's why, we're here right now. I just don't see the point of the infighting. Like, how do you get to the point of getting rid of him when you guys aren't unified to, already have who's going to replace him, solidified, because this just stops everything without a speaker. Catch my drift, and we know that none of them give a damn, except for, again, a few here and there, and none of them include the rhinos who are just there to, do whatever they want, and they know that there's enough of them to have the votes to, stop anything that they don't want, from happening, which I think, holds it back, and I think that goes on both sides, both parties. Have people that have been there for just so long that, doesn't make a difference what you do. They're going to do whatever the hell they want to protect themselves, and they don't give a damn about, the people. And I don't see the rhinos giving in. But it's not their style. It's not what they do. It's always the same ones, time in and out, that are voting against stuff, and getting them out of office in the next cycle is the only way to eliminate that problem. We all know that. Got to get rid of them. They've been there forever. And again, both sides. Even though Democrats, I think there's much more, batshit crazy from top to bottom between, the squad and everything else and their agendas. Like, there's a lot of stupid in there, but for some reason, the DNC just picks it up and runs with it. And they get a lot of, they buy a lot of, votes from people, this, that, and the other, but that's how they do it. We're not that smart. We're not that good. The rhinos, on the other hand, they just stop whatever they don't like, and no one seems to be able to get rid of them. But I did see a lot of support, for Jim Jordan, for many different cycles and circles of life, from socials to talking to people. Byron Donald's name came up as well, which is good. But I mean, no matter what, Jim Jordan, I think he should be it. But, he's got to get, the rhinos who didn't vote for him and all of that on his side. And he doesn't have a Trump supporter. still is. And sadly, that's going to stop him getting the votes, even though it'd be a great one, because I think he's done, you know, a really good job with just, you know, pointing out things, making a big stink out of things and not letting things go, you know, unchecked. But doesn't matter, you know, how good I think he is or anything that he's done, because there's no way in hell he supports Trump, he's getting any of the Democrats to vote for him. So that's just, you know, plain simple, which means we have to get the rhinos across the line. Sadly, they're not going to play. And we all know it wasn't going to be MTG, Matt Gaetz, or a lot of people to even, you know, just throwing out names in the party, you know, anyone to be, you know, speaker. I thought, you know, again, Jim Jordan, good for what he does. Byron Donalds would be a good, you know, chance to see what he could do, but the Dems aren't going to vote for anyone that was a Trump supporter. It's getting the rhinos to finally do it, and they'll probably be happy to get one of their own, you know, because there's a lot of them that aren't technically a rhino that are right there, agree with them along the way and get the support of them. So, you know, that shit's going to keep going on no matter what, but it's a damn shame, regardless of any of it, because I thought Jim would do a good job. Byron Donalds, not a bad, you know, representation. Sadly, because we're just showing our ass so much, we'll probably end up getting someone, you know, some half-assed, you know, that's going to do the bidding of the rhinos, whatever they want, and not piss off the Democrats, because none of us take, you know, stand on anything. We just, you know, roll over to them normally, which is why we're in the position that we're fucking in right now, because no one seems to want to do anything or work on anything. And sadly, this is just going to be another losing battle that the Democrats can take, you know, advantage of. And that's the biggest thing we have to fix. And like I said earlier, so many of them had plans. I mean, Rick Scott had a plan. We heard, so, you know, Jim Jordan talk about things, Matt Gaetz talk about things, you know, MTG, McCarthy, Scalise, you know, Kennedy. We heard so many people, you know, just on the Republican side say we're going to do this, that, and the other when we get control of the House. And then pretty much none of it's come to fruition, which is the problem in all of this. It's one of the biggest ones, only to the, you know, second to the fact that Matt Gaetz and the others had to know they didn't have a plan and they didn't have anyone that they would get all the votes on when they've got the vote to oust McCarthy, because they knew they'd get all the Democrats. They only needed a few Republicans to do that because of the Democrats. And like, it's just such a shit sandwich, clusterfuck, a shame, disgusting display. It's pathetic. It's disappointing. And again, they knew that they weren't going to be able to get it themselves because they're Trump support, but yet here we are. And none of us can agree. So we're not going to get anywhere until we do, which means nothing can happen because there isn't a speaker. And it's just, it's pathetic. We need to fix it. It starts at the top. You know, losing cycles seems to be the only thing we're good at. And for some reason, keep putting this, you know, the same rhinos get to keep running everything. Rana, you know, Daniel got elected back to be the head of the RNC, which I don't understand once we've lost this many times. Obviously, something's wrong, but we're not going to change anything, even when we lose the next one, if we do, because there's still crazy people, you know, out there. And that's what we got to figure out. You know, I mean, support candidates that you like, but don't give money to the RNC, because we say that how much they wasted money on, you know, wardrobe and hair and, you know, expensive gifts and all kinds of dumb stuff while we were still out there losing. And, you know, that's just, that's unacceptable. Should be unacceptable. It's dog shit. We deserve better. And now the country here is sitting again with another day of the Republicans looking like jackasses. And, you know, the Republicans will look bad. The Democrats will take advantage of it. And they'll run on it because that's what they do. That's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, I wish we could. Again, how people get over themselves. You know, Jim Jordan would be a good one. You know, there's a few names that would be good ones. You know, it's just, where did we get? We got, you know, we all knew that the second they put Jim Jordan up there, anyone, McCarthy would be against it. Like, it's just such infighting and so pathetic. It's like a bunch of children. Like, you throw the hissy fit to get everyone's attention, then you don't know what to do after that fact. So you sit there and argue and yell, because you don't know what else to do to hold their attention. And that's what they did. You know, they put their foot in their mouth, and now the country is screwed because of them. I don't like it. Especially with, you know, all the things going on in the country and abroad, to have them just sitting there looking like, you know, pile of dog shit, doesn't help anyone. So hopefully you know, reach out to your representatives, tell someone to get over themselves, but this has to be, you know, settled, because it's just going to keep getting worse longer it runs. And that's to the advantage of the Democrats and the DNC and all those crazy, crazy bastards. But only time will tell. I don't think we're anywhere near close to actually having a speaker, which kind of sucks. But there we are with that. And that's where I'm going to leave it. So thanks for watching and listening. Again, trying to get back at it more instead of, you know, one every 2.5 months, you know, them recovering from the surgeries and all that. Things are good. Don't forget to follow the socials. Jesse Rosinski on Truth Social, The Jesse Rosinski Show on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, and Jay Rosinski Show on X. Don't forget, again, all the platforms available, you know, all across the board, listening, viewing, the sponsors from the Hodge Twins, Hold the Line, to Reaper Apparel Company, the affiliate links, all on the link tree, just like the platforms. So don't forget to check out that link tree, find everything you need. And until we meet again, this it sucks, and I'll be back. Bye.